Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June the 7th, 2026. And I got a dilly whopper today. I'm going to get in lots of trouble. Anyway, I want to thank you all for listening. I want you to brace yourselves. And I know I'm going to sound like a heretic because, well, what's new? You know, it's just something that this subject is very difficult to talk about in and of itself. So this comes from Joan in Seattle, Washington. And before we get into this, she talks about how she's tried many times to have some sort of spiritual practice and meditation, but her husband does not approve of it. And so he tries to block it, and he tells her what a fool she is, and she can't go to retreats and things like that because he won't pay for it, and yada, yada, yada. So she says, I have no happiness in my life. I've tried to meditate, but it is difficult with my husband. My marriage sucks. What should I do with him? Joe. Okay. So I have students who suffer from the same thing you do. These are people who have mates who don't agree with what they're doing with me in their inner work, and they're afraid of what might happen if they do. They might find out that, you know, the husband or the wife might find out that this person will leave them, and that would cause an uproar and all that other stuff. So I understand. I get it. This is a very hard thing to do. What happens when you marry someone or you meet someone and they're one way, you know, they're into survival and family and sex and food and all that and build a life, which means getting a house and accumulating money, to when you find out that the one you married or the, you know, isn't enough. They're difficult. They are unhappy. You're unhappy, blah, blah, blah. This whole thing just keeps going and going and going. And so you start wondering, you know, where is my life? And then the next thing, you know, you start maybe trying to meditate. You try an alternative method of working upon yourself, and you begin to find out that that isn't going to be celebrated by your mate and or even approved of, and blah, blah, blah. Now, I've had many, many students go through this, many, many people. They're not students. And some of them hung in there. I would say at least 50% of them, if not more, hung in there. And they told their mate, look, this is what I'm going to do. You're going to have to learn to live with it. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry about that. I'm going to leave, or you're going to have to leave. Because that doesn't, you know, people know men don't want to leave because they have man disease. They can't be alone. And women have a woman disease, and they need a man to survive. Men they live determined, and women live desperate. So when you start to understand any of this, then you start to realize, where am I in this whole thing? So I'm going to just say to you what I say to my students. If someone loves you, if they really love you, they're not going to try to stop you to find the meaning of your life, the significance of it. If they don't love you, if you're only there to serve them in some manner where you're making their life more comfortable or secure, then, you know, that's what you did. Should you leave them? That's up to you. You have to find your own inner guidance for that one. I'm not going to tell you what to do. None of my students that live with people who disapprove of the practice and me in general have divorced. They just don't do that. The person will have to learn to live with this. That's all. and they're going to have to learn with the discontent and the insecurity of the mate, and they're going to have to make that their practice, to love them where they are, not to try to change them, not to try to convince them this is good for them, but to love them for where you are and they are, and not try to change them. Now, this is a very difficult thing for a lot of people to do. Actually, most people just can't do it. But there are some, and I've had students whose husbands and wives just didn't like what was going on with the teachings. They wanted to go on vacation, and the student or the person that was working on themselves wanted to go to retreat. They wanted to work on themselves. They wanted to see what was really going on. This is courage. This is real courage. And you test the relationship and what it's worth by you seeking a higher path rather than the lower path of just trying to get through this lifetime and have as much fun and frolic as you can, which is what most people do. They're trying to ignore their life. You become a real annoyance when you start catching on to the relationship and catching on to the idea that it's a buffer for not really knowing what your life is all about and trying to manipulate your life into some sort of happiness. If I were you, I would give up trying to be happy. That's the first thing. Happiness is a quality of consciousness. It's not something that you find through the flesh. You will find it only through your heart, through love, through kindness, through forgiveness, through generosity, mercy, things like that. Those things you can take with you through death. Your relationship, well, the only thing you can do with that is you're going to have to see it for what it is. And you're going to have to be okay with it. I'm not telling you you should leave. I'm not telling you you should stay. I'm telling you you should realize where you are in the here and live your here with compassion and forgiveness and meditate. Do what you need to do to work upon yourself, but don't do it to try to change him or to try to find happiness. If you do that, you negate the whole thing. You ruin the whole practice. The practice, real practice, does not have an objective. It is a means to the way. And that way is love. And that's not an objective. It's a revelation. It's a movement. It's a dance. It's something tremendously beautiful. But you have to work at it, and you have to work at it quietly and within yourself. And maybe the first thing you need to do is love where you are and not condemn him because he doesn't get it. Most people don't get it. And if you're expecting him to understand what is going on within you, well, and you've explained it to him that happiness is not this marital bliss, let's put it that way, is not happening. It's not enough for you. You need something more substantial than telling. Say, this has nothing to do with my loving you or my caring about you or my leaving you. I'm going to pursue this because I have to pursue it. And if you don't have to pursue it and you don't have to really do it because you're not devoted, you're looking for the idea of getting happy, then, you know, you're going to miss. And no matter what you think, say, or do, you're going to miss your whole life. So if you're doing this to get even with him or to find a separate life that makes you happy while you live with him, that won't work. You have to be earnest. You have to want love more than wanting what you think is love. And if you do that, you can change everything about yourself. As far as the relationship's concerned, it will take care of itself. If it's supposed to be, it will be. If it's not, it's not. You'll know. He'll know, believe me. Anyway, I hope that helps. And if you need anything more, hon, I gave you my phone number. You can always call me. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.